girl. She wants mama. There we go. You parents are always welcome to sit up there too if you want. All right. I'm here now. I've got a special children's sermon for you. You're going to get a treat, but I'm going to explain to you a snack treat that we have this morning. And it's, you know, Easter is all about symbolism. You know, this cross symbolizes where Christ died for our sins, and the flowers like the dogwood symbolize the cross. There's just so many things that are symbolic. But in your snack sack, there are going to be some symbolic things. And the first thing you have in here, how many of you like pretzels? Raise your hand. Okay? There's going to be pretzels. Now, the cross isn't tied together, but the pretzels represent the cross. And here's what the Bible says about the cross. It says, He canceled the record of charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In other words, the cross reminds us that Christ died for our sins. And that's so important. So when you eat these pretzels in a little bit, remember, Christ died for your sins. Now, the next thing that's in there, this is a crazy thing. Is that really what they are? Craisins?
Dried cranberries.
Huh?
Dried cranberries.
Dried cranberries. How many of you like dried cranberries? Oh, come on, Michael. You don't like dried cranberries? They're kind of sweet a little bit. They're not. They're raisins. Are they raisins? Is a cranberry not a raisin? We're going to talk about it after church. But anyway, they are red. Now listen to me. And they are red. And by being red, what do they symbolize? Blood. The blood of Jesus. It says in Ephesians 1:7, He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. So we have the raisins. And then the next thing we have in here, this is one of my favorite with peanut butter. What is this? It's a Ritz cracker. How many of you like Ritz crackers? Okay. I love Ritz crackers with peanut butter. What does this symbolize? See if you can. The stone in front of the tomb, exactly. They rolled it up there, and it tells us in Luke 24:2, they found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. Okay? So you have a rich cracker in there. And then the next thing is you have, I know you look up here, gang. What is this?
Goldfish.
You eat a lot of goldfish, right? Well, it is in there to remind you that Jesus called all of us to be fisher of men, to tell other people about the good news of Jesus Christ. And then the next thing that's in here, oh, I know you're going to love these. What is that?
An M&M.
How many of you like M&M's? No, the M&M is in there to remind us to taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. And then here's the final one.
A marshmallow.
A marshmallow. What does it symbolize?
S'mores.
All right, let me give you the... Here it is. Listen up. You go ahead now. Huh?
A head?
What? Man, kind of looks like a head. All right, listen up. Here's what. What color is the marshmallow?
White.
It's white. Okay, listen. Here's what it reminds us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us all our unrighteousness. In other words, it reminds us of God's forgiveness. Guys, look up here. We want you to understand that Easter is about what Jesus did for you. So when you go home, you have in here what each little thing is represented. Okay? So we have something else for you as a treat first. Then you can come by and get one of these. We have they're all the same. They're a Rice Krispie treat. You get one, and you go to your seat after Miss Julie gives you... Oh, I forgot. Y'all got to sing. Mr. Bill's going, let's pray, and I'm going to get out of the way so y'all can sing. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and we thank you for Easter and what it's all about. I look forward to hearing them sing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.